Waste Transfer Station, Part A. Council runs a Waste Transfer Station, or WTS, which is operated by council employees. The manager responsible for the operation doesn't actually work on site. He visits the site, on average, about once a month. The finance department becomes aware there has been a significant increase in the volume of green waste brought to the WTS, because council's dumping costs have increased. On inquiry, they discover a small number of contractors have recently changed their behaviour and now bring all of their waste to council's WTS, consistently bypassing competitors' locations that are closer and more convenient. At the same time, however, council's revenues have remained virtually unchanged. There is no weighbridge, and customers are charged a dumping fee according to a visual estimate of the size of the load. Council's employees who operate the WTS are meant to keep manual records of loads received. They are asked to produce the records, and at that point it is discovered the records are so incomplete as to be virtually non-existent. There is no data for the last 3 months. Consider this. Does this situation raise any concerns from the point of view of maladministration? What would you do at this point? Select pause to give yourself time to consider your response to these questions. Waste Transfer Station, Part B. This issue is reported to the Anti-Corruption Branch, or ACB, of the South Australian Police. They agree there is a reasonable basis for concluding there may be some form of corrupt behaviour and decide to investigate. Eventually, they discover two council employees are stealing money, and these employees are charged accordingly and suspended. The head of the ACB advises the chief executive, verbally and then in writing, to install a weighbridge and charge dumping fees by weight instead of estimating the size of the load. His report says council will never be able to prevent fraud or theft unless this change is made. The chief executive refers this matter to you and asks for your advice. He says upgrading the WTS and installing a weighbridge will cost at least $150,000, and he's not sure that cost can be justified given the revenue earned by the WTS and the other priorities for capital expenditure. Consider this. Do you have any choice, or must you do as the head of the ACB advises? Are there any other options you could take? If you ignore the advice of the ACB, is that maladministration? If you consider their advice and decide not to follow it, could that be construed as maladministration? How should the letter to the chief executive from the ACB be handled within council?